You know, I just told the guys in the locker room, we got to stick together, and everybody's just got to do their job a little bit better. Coaches got to coach better. Players got to play better. Got to go back to work tomorrow and fix the problems.
With the first pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jameis Winston.
Winston, end zone. Yes, touchdown. Vincent Jackson for the Bucs.
Over the middle, tip. Intercepted at the goal line.
Offense, defense, special teams. Everybody's got his coming back. Dominate on three. Yeah, I said dominate. Dominate on three. One, two, three, dominate.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans for his weekly visit, Rick Smith. Always glad to have you on.
Always nice to be here, Patty.
Well, I wish we were talking about a victory after week two, but coming out of the Carolina game, not only did we not get a victory, but another injury on the offensive line, and I know that sometimes poses some challenges for you.
It does, and obviously the first thing that you think about is you feel for the young man. I mean, Jeff Adams worked extremely hard this offseason, put himself in position to have a chance to contribute to the football team. The versatility was something that we really liked about him. He could play inside at guard. He could play out at tackle. And as you know, we did some adjusting to the offensive line last week, and so he was actually playing tackle for us last week. Unfortunate for the injury, but we made a roster move last week when we claimed Odie Abushi off the waiver wire, and obviously the trade earlier in the year for Chris Clark has enabled us to hopefully manage this situation okay.
You know, chemistry is such a big thing with the offensive line especially. How difficult is that, not just for the players, but for you in your position, or how challenging is it having to kind of move those guys into different spots on that offensive line and find that chemistry that works?
Yeah, it's not so difficult for me personally because I'm not the guy who's down here trying to figure out what the best matchups are and how that chemistry is actually developing. So what we try to do from a personnel perspective is just find the best players, find the most versatile players, so that if, in fact, we need to do some adjusting and some moving around based on game plan or based on injury, we have the ability to do so.
How does that, I guess, then affect or translate to the quarterback position, how, and specifically Ryan Mallett, and kind of what's your thoughts on how he played in his first start this season?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the ball game last week, one of the things that we tried to do when we moved Derek Newton inside the guard is we tried to be a little bit more stout inside so that Ryan could step up in the pocket. He's not as mobile a quarterback as some, and so he's a guy who's a pocket passer, and so we wanted to make sure that that pocket's fortified for him. So that's one of the things that you would look at, how we kind of, you know, move the offensive line around for various matchups based on what the other team has. As it relates to his overall play, Patty, I thought he played okay. You know, we've got to, whenever you don't win the football game, no one really played as effectively as possible, especially at that position. And so we've got to come out of the locker room and start the ball game a little bit better than what we have in these first two games, and we're coming home. And again, you know, it was just the third start of his career, and so we expect that he will continue to develop and continue to improve as he goes.
Another guy who has been improving seemingly in the last couple of games, and we talked about him a little bit last week, was Clowney. And I think he took another step forward, got maybe about 15 more snaps, but he looks like he's taking steps forward each and every week as well.
Yeah, I agree. He is. And you know, Clowney's a guy who can impact the football game, and he did that some last week. And obviously, he hadn't finished and had the sack, but he's done some really good things for us in terms of some pressure, some really stout, you know, playing at the edge of the line of scrimmage in the run game, knocked the ball down, affected the quarterback's throw in another play. So he is starting to impact the game, and we expect that will continue.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Tampa Bay coming in town this weekend, coming off the big win against the Saints. I don't think anyone expected that. Tampa Bay, no pushover. And here, Jameis Winston, another young number one pick coming in again to face the Texans this week.
Yeah, I thought he played much more effectively this last week than he did the first week. And you probably would expect that for a rookie quarterback starting his first NFL game. But the young man obviously is very, very talented. He's got some talented big receivers around him. Really the key to that you know, stopping that group, in my opinion, is a running back. They've got a very, very effective running game, and so that's the thing that we're going to have to do and really put the game in Jameis's hands.
And we're going to be seeing turf here at NRG for the first time and for the rest of the season, but this game will be the first one. You made the announcement. You met with all of us at the media last week, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you personally. Just kind of take us through the genesis of why that happened and what you sort of expect for the rest of the season.
Well, what we expect is we'll play on artificial turf for the balance of this season, and the trace system in the stadium on the grass, and our players, they prefer to play on natural grass surfaces, and so our hope is that we can get back to the natural grass surface, but it just wasn't performing as it has historically, and so we wanted to make sure that we give our guys the best, safest, most consistent surface possible, and so we felt like this was the right thing to do.
All right, great stuff. We look forward to seeing the turf, and hopefully looking forward to a win against Tampa Bay on Sunday. Thank you, Rick. We just take another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll get a national perspective on that matchup from the guys out in LA. Stay with us.